I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1,284, Always Another Move. I give up. Forget it. Forget you. I'm done. It's over. I'm out of here. See ya. We've all said that, or at least thought that. Or maybe we've heard that from others or actually done that. There are times when we think we've tried. I mean, we've really tried. We've given it our best shot, and it's not been received well, and so we're done. I've been there, done that, and bought drawers full of those t-shirts. But too often, we give up too soon, because there's always another move. As you know, T2G stands for the two greatest, and we're talking about commandments, not suggestions, but commandments to love. I think love is a command because it's hard sometimes. Sometimes we don't want to love. We'd rather give up. We're done. The language that Paul uses in the famous love chapter is instructive. You know it. Paul wrote, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but I have not love, I'm nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body up to be burned, but I have not love, I gain nothing." And then we get this description. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Say what? What do you mean, love never ends? Are you saying, Pastor Tim, that I should stay in an abusive relationship? That I should keep my dead-end thankless job? That I should maintain a friendship that's sucking the life out of me, or that I should keep doing what I'm doing even though it's withering my very soul? Is that what you're saying, Pastor Tim? Nope, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is what the Bible is saying. Love never ends. Even if you prayerfully and carefully believe that you need to end a relationship or quit a job or stop a ministry or whatever, love never ends. Be like Jesus in your leaving. Be like Jesus in your loving, even when you're going to change the status quo and you know that other person's not going to like it one little bit. Don't be a jerk. Be Jesus to them. Love has no quota, friends. The kingdom of God doesn't know the "I'm done, I quit, forget you" kind of mindset. Remember, Paul didn't write with chapter and verse divisions. Those handy deals came in hundreds of years later. So right before he wrote what we know of as 1 Corinthians 13:1, he wrote these words, "I will show you a more excellent way." Love is a way, not an idea. Love is a way, not an intellectual concept. Love is a way, and there's always a way. Here's the great question. Is there a relationship you really want to give up on? And love says, there's another move for you to make, even if you have to make it while you move away. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, life and relationships can be so hard. And at times, in our own flesh, we think we're done. We've done everything we can to love, and we're finished. Grant us the strength to love when it feels tough. To never give up, even when it's rough. Even if we must step back, God, show us how to step back in and with love as we go. Help us to see the beauty in the other person's soul, and let love be our anchor. Give us wisdom to understand. Lord, teach us to persevere and to forgive. And with your guidance, help us to never, ever be without your love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1,285. And in the meantime, C.S. Lewis wrote about traveling further up and further in. What a beautiful picture of our walk with Jesus. Loving is a journey, not a destination. When you want to give up on love, may God give you more further up and further in moments, because there's always another move.